Blog Talk Radio.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Back again. Back again for the masses. You already know. Yes, back live in the building. The D Hour Show is in full effect once again. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's your boy D Slate. I got CK, my girl Miss Fabulous. Oh, yeah, the peoples is in the building tonight. You already know it's CK, Miss Fabulous, D Slate. What does that mean? Yes. Celebrity Thursday is back. You already know what time it is. And we got a doozy for you tonight. We got a doozy for you guys tonight. But in the meantime, definitely want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight for this lovely Celebrity Thursday. This lovely Thursday night, October 11th, 2012. Yes, it's October, the month of scary movies, the month of Halloween. Yes, so we're getting it in, no doubt. If you are an R&B artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you're a poet, you like to have your music played on the show or be featured or interviewed on the show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Make sure you tune into The Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show, and we back live once again. It's Celebrity Thursday, I told you. We got a doozy tonight. Tonight, all you 90s R&B lovers, all you 90s R&B fans, for real R&B music, we got two incredible groups that's going to be on the show tonight. Tonight, we're going to be getting it in with hit R&B group Shy, Darnell, and Jera, and Garfield. From the group Shy will be joining us tonight, as well as a little later in the show, we'll be joined by the Brothers of Silk. Freak Me Baby, you already know what time it is. The Brothers of Silk is going to be joining us a little later in the show. So we got a doozy on this lovely Celebrity Thursday with Shy and Silk. The Brothers of Real R&B is going to be getting it in with us tonight. So thank you guys for tuning in. I got my girl Miss Fabulous in the building. Hey, Miss Fabulous.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back live. Is my microphone on? Yes, it is. I'm ecstatic to be back in the studios tonight, the D Hour Show, D Hour Show family. You know, of course, the mastermind of the whole plan is definitely D Slate. So glad, brother, that we're back on together once again, and CK. And I'm just kind of looking at this 2012 vice presidential debate, and I'm telling you, hopefully in the, you know, the fabulous news, I can expound upon, you know, my discussion. Yes, yes. But it's been quite interesting thus far. Quite interesting.
Well, so you know, we hopefully we're definitely going to be getting in on the presidential debate and what happened with that, as well as the debate tonight and some other news that's been going on around in the news. Oh yeah, we getting it in tonight. Your boy D Slay, his segment D Slay goes in. Oh yeah, I'm going in tonight. I'm going in tonight. I got my brother CK in the building. CK, what's good, bro?
What's going on, D? How you doing, Miss Fabulous?
Hey, CK, how are you?
I'm doing just good. Good to be back on the air. You know, we've been missed, you know, and a lot has been going on. So, you know, I got something for tonight for my segment. So, you know, I may have to go in like I did last time just because we have a whole few weeks that we need to cover, you know.
Yes,
starting with the last debate, starting with this current debate, and most importantly, what we're going to look forward to on the next debate, and my newest film that I'm going to be releasing Thanksgiving Day. But that'll come up later in my segment.
There it is. And for those that don't know, CK's segment on our wonderful Thursday show is called CK's Hot Sheets. CK's Hot Sheets. Yeah, CK's Hot Sheets. We're going to find out how hot the sheets going to be tonight. CK's Hot Sheets is popping tonight. The Fabulous News with Miss Fabulous is popping tonight. D-Slate going in tonight. I'm just going to give you a little tidbit. D-Slate is going in. The topic of D-Slate goes in, sex tape. Bam. Yeah.
Wow.
D-Slate going in tonight on sex tapes. I'm going in on that topic tonight.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. D-Slate is going in because, you know, right now, the latest sex tape in the media right now is involving American superstar wrestler Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I feel sick.
Yes. So we're definitely going to be getting it in on that tonight and, you know, just playing some hits. And, tonight, you know, we got Silk, we got Shy in the building with us tonight. So that means tonight, I'm dedicating the music tonight for all the 1990 R&B lovers. I'm going to be bringing you all your favorite hits tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to be bringing you all your favorite hits tonight. So definitely make sure you guys tune in. We got some Silk hits. We got some Shy hits. And some other hits from some of your favorites from the 1990s. So we definitely going to be getting it in. And, you know, hopefully you guys are definitely tuning in and telling everybody else to tune in because it's going to be a great show tonight. Shy.
Yes.
Silk is going to be in the building with us. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere.
Yes. And if you all want to join us as well, you can get it in at 718-766-4553. That number once again is 718-766-4553. Come in and join us and let us know what you think of the show and the topics at hand. And of course, you know, I'm giving up my voice with a very, very sexy Shy and the sexy Silk.
Oh, there it is, baby. Oh, you already know. It's Celebrity Thursday. Miss Fabulous is putting the sexy voice on, and CK is definitely putting the sexy robe on. And I can't tell you what I'm doing because, it may be some kids listening right now, so we're just not going to go there with that. But just know it's going to be all sexy tonight.
It's
going to be all sexy.
Wow.
Yeah, just put that stripper pole right there. Yeah. Make sure you fix the screws at the top. All right. Yeah.
I'm
sexy.
I know.
Be sexy tonight. but in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, once again, like I said, we got a lot to talk about. You know, some things that's been going on lately. You know, a lot of celebrity news and just little different things has been going on. Some great movies getting ready to come out. You know, I'm probably going to bring that up to you guys and tell you some different movies to definitely go check out, especially with the month of October and it being Halloween, you know. So, oh, yeah, it's going to be popping tonight. The Over Red Block, our radio, we call it the D-Hour Show. We got a couple of hits for you guys. Hopefully when we get back, we'll be getting it in with the brothers of Shy right here on the D-Hour show. But in the meantime, you know, since we're talking about Shy right now, we're going to go ahead and play one of their hits from the 90s. We like to call it Comforter right here on Celebrity Thursday on the D-Hour show. It's Shy with the hit Comforter. D-Slam CK, Miss Fabulous. Oh, yeah. We'll be back.
So fabulous.
Comforter. everything that I've been searching for.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday. D-Slay CK and Miss Fabulous in the building playing the hits. You just got through listening to Silk meeting in my bedroom. Before that was Shy with Comforter. Getting it in like that tonight on this lovely Thursday night, Celebrity Thursday. Oh, yeah, your peoples is in the building. We're doing it as like that, as always. Getting it in, the hits, the people. The show, Real Radio. We like to call it Real Radio, baby. That's what we're bringing you every single time. So that means you need to tune into the D-Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on with us. You never know who we're going to be talking to. And we have some incredible shows. Saturdays, Indie Up Saturday, Sunday, the Covenant Cafe. Mondays, the I Got Something to Say shows, the Tuesday spot, Nod Your Head Wednesday, and Celebrity Thursday, so you never know. Tune in all the time. We're getting it in. Right now, we have a little time, ladies and gentlemen, because it looks like we're going to be talking to the Brothers of Silk in a little bit, in about, I say in about 20 minutes, we're going to be getting it in with the Brothers of Silk. And after that, we're going to be, you know, after that, hopefully we'll be talking to the Brothers of Shy as well. So right now, I guess we can probably go into our first segment, which would fall under my man, CK. CK's hot seat.
All right. I'm ready. Y'all bring the wings and the hot sauce. This is going to get a little spicy tonight. Okay.
There it is, baby. There it is.
I'm trying to keep this as cool as I can. First of all, I'm going in today. We've been on the Caribbean vacation for a little bit, you know. and we just got back, and, you know, and all the news that we heard while he was out, you know. I'm trying to get son. I'm hearing on the radio and on television, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey. What's going on with that? I mean, first and foremost, CBS or American Idol thought they made a big thing by putting Nicki Minaj to get more viewers of a younger generation to watch the show, since the show, to me personally, is declining. Yeah, be real. The show's been on since the beginning of the decade. Come on now. And, you know, it's gonna fall downhill after a while, you know. Think about it. All in the Family. Jefferson. Rick and Mindy. Happy Days. Come on now. Now, putting Mariah up against Nicki in competition to judge other people. First of all, Nicki Minaj, to me, my personal opinion, cannot sing. Whereas someone else may think she can, but who is she to tell someone else what they're doing wrong personally, per se? And then had a nerd to go off and get this little attitude of Mariah, they going back and forth. They was both totally unprofessional. I didn't appreciate that at all. I seen the tape. I heard the words. I looked at everything. I'm like, you told me a part of the show. What happened? Where did this go? What went wrong? So, I say this, American Idol need to go ahead and do some firing, put some people on unemployment, Mariah and Nicki, you know, but we're going to leave that alone for a minute. But next thing, I'm kind of hesitated. You know, when we had our presidential debate, the president came out, he was cool. He didn't say much that night. You know, he kept his close. He did check on about the mid, the last few seconds. I give him that. And then Mitt calls himself being, I guess, Superman coming out of nowhere, trying to come down on the president, attack the president. And then the next day, everybody was like, yeah, that was Mitt's, you know, comeback. You know, he wasn't expecting a man like that. And you know, like, really? Television will make you do things. I bet you when Mitt went home, he was crying because he knew that after that, he's going to have that 15 minutes of fame, and then after that, he's not going to get elected. I'm just my opinion, personally, per se. So, president was cool. He was actually cool. A lot of people were against it, but that was cool, you know. Now, where Mitt messed up, and I say he messed up, is when he talked about PBS. Why did you talk about PBS, taking the funding away from PBS? Did you not know PBS gets their own funding the best way they know how to do it? And from a lot of government, personally, you don't have nothing to do with what PBS does, personally, per se, to me, you know. But he didn't come back and try to be clean up like he liked Big Bird. You know, Big Bird was watching at home, watching like he just shook his head. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he wanted me for Thanksgiving dinner. I know that. That's what he was thinking. So, I'm telling you like this. 2016, Obama's going to be leaving. I'm running for president. And I'm the first place I'm going to hit up to all the preschoolers. And I'm going to tell them, I love Big Bird. I like Elmo. Tell your parents to vote for me. We will keep PBS. We'll keep Sesame Street. Shoot, if I have to throw it in there, I will put Thomas out there. Like, we love Thomas. I ride his train all the time. Come on. Now, Thanksgiving Day, I'm coming out with a new movie. We're going to picture the future. Let's just say Obama lost the race. Mitt Romney gets in office. It's 2013. They would call a war, another terrorist attack. This time, they don't know where they got the terrorist attack, but the name of the movie, The War Against Sesame Street. Romney, Big Bird go at it hand in hand. You know, I can see this. This is coming out Thanksgiving Day for those that really want to know. And you're on Facebook, you're on my friends list, or however, you know, you will see the the whole lineup. We got Kermit, we got Elmo, we got Bert and Ernie, we got Grover, we got even got Cookie Monster in on it.
We gonna have
That's right. That's right. See, and then B. Slate is gonna be on there doing the news broadcasting on location at Sesame Street.
There it is. And I'm gonna have my bulletproof vest on because I know Sesame Street coming with the pain. Look, I've already talked to Big Bird, Ernie, and a crew, and they told me, yeah, it's a movie in the works. They said they want to get rid of PBS. They said, damn that. And they already told me. They told me about it. It's a movie in the works. Now, they still kind of up in the air on the title. Big Bird told me the movie was going to be called Yellow. Yellow's Not Your Favorite Color. You know, and then Grover told me that it was going to be called, garbage all over the place. You know, Cookie Monster, he could barely talk because he had crumbs falling out his mouth.
That's right.
And then Bert was trying to explain it to me, but he's so damn angry, I could hardly understand what the hell he was talking about. So it's still up in the air about what the title going to be about. But you can best believe the brothers and sisters of Sesame Street, they coming with the pain. So Mitt Romney, you better be ready, brother. They coming with the pain. They already had a riot on Sesame Street because some political people, you know, some political cats came down there to try to talk to him, to try to, you know, smooth everything over, and Big Bird couldn't hold it in, so he just started smacking everybody, and it was a whole big old ordeal, and they just, you know, the police had to get down there, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all.
And just when you thought that Sesame Street was about to give in to Romney, they brought in the big attack, their big weapon, the Snuffleupagus.
There it is.
Snuffleupagus. And we're going to have Miss Fabulous do the inauguration of President Obama when he gets back in office after we get rid of Romney at the end of the movie. So we got that together. We got this whole thing. Thanksgiving Day, I know the theater's gonna be packed. I'm gonna make a lot of money. I might knock out Tyler Perry and Alex Cross. I know I'm gonna knock somebody out of the rock. You know. So I just want to let everybody know we will have security around the whole movie theater because I am not going to have no Republicans coming in trying to pass out buttons. I'm not going for it. We're not going for that. Now, moving on. I stress the value of voting because our people have come too far to not vote. We gotta make this difference. I encourage everyone, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican, whether you liberal, independent, whatever, make your choice. Go out there, get up that morning and say, hey, I got to make a decision. I got to go punch some holes, or if you do it electronically, I got to go push the button and make sure this works. Whatever you do, vote November 6th. It is important.
That's right, baby. Get out there and vote. CK Hot Sheet. You know what? I gotta say it. I know. I'm pretty sure Miss Fab wanna respond. First of all, I wanna respond. CK, I gotta respond to the Nicki Minaj Mariah Carey thing. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of the celebrities. There's a lot of celebrities that think that that was a whole publicity thing by American Idol to get the attention on American Idol because. You know, The Voice and, you know, a few other shows have been getting, you know, The Voice and X Factor have been getting all the attention. And so I think American Idol was like, okay, we need to get back some attention on us again because we don't want to be lost in translation. But I think what was probably going on is even if they were arguing with each other, you know, first of all, you know, Mariah Carey's a huge diva. She has a huge diva personality, a huge diva attitude. And, you know, Nicki Minaj is just starting to come to her whole diva attitude.
And the thing about it is, you know, both of these these diva attitudes is bumping heads with each other. You know, Mariah Carey being the old head diva attitude, and you know, Nicki Minaj being the new schooler. But you know, it's like, you know, it seems like, you know, maybe Mariah Carey might have been, you know, barking a few things around, and Nicki Minaj didn't like it, or, you know, maybe Nicki Minaj was thinking, okay, she's talking like, you know, she's the most important, you know, person here, and that's not cool because we're all here, and we're all just as important as she is. So, you know, it's the whole personalities bumping heads, and, you know, Nicki started talking street and going street on her, and, you know, saying this and saying that, and, you know, Mariah Carey took it personal, and, you know, thinking, you know, Nicki Minaj is about to go gangbanger on her, and you know, is about to go street hood on her, and just kind of took it personal, and you know, things were said. You know, when you're angry, you know, some people say things that you know, some people say things before they think. You know, and Nicki probably wasn't thinking; she was angry, so she just said what the first thing that was on her mind. You know, and you know, Mariah Carey took offense to it, and it's a whole big old ordeal. But I think that I'm gonna say Mariah Carey hasn't really had a whole lot of, you know, I haven't really seen her have a whole lot of negative press. You know, raising her kids and doing her thing with her husband and stuff like that. But I know lately, you know, I know Nicki Minaj has had quite a bit of negative press, and I think that, you know, that might be the last thing, you know, she wants to keep, you know, undergoing is negative press. You know, that's the same thing I said about the brother Chris Brown. But, you know, I think the last thing she needs is negative press. You know, you want to try to get as much positive press as possible. You know, and then I heard about, you know, there was a situation where somebody said that she went on a Twitter rant against the brat. You know, because she thought the brat had said something to her, but apparently it wasn't the brat. It was a fake brat account, and Nicki Minaj thought it was the brat that said something to her, and so she started saying something crazy, and the only thing the brat really said was, I have respect for Nicki and Mariah, so I have respect for Nicki, so why would I, you know, she ain't done nothing to me, so why would I say something foul to her? You know, I guess when Nicki realized it wasn't her, she apologized, and that's definitely being a responsible adult to apologize, you know, when you was wrong. But I think she wants to just maybe move on to the whole negative press thing and just stay positive in her career and keep moving her career forward, and just concentrate on her music and the things that she's doing, and as a celebrity, you got to be not concerned about the nonsense that you're hearing and seeing. You can't respond to every stupid thing that you hear somebody saying about you, or whatever the case may be. You got to be more of an adult about it, because the media is just going to eat it up. And I think my advice to her is just, you know, don't be concerned about that. Don't be concerned about the nonsense you hear somebody saying something. Just move on and just keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly. Ms. Fabulous, what's going on with you, dude? You've been kind of quiet over there. I know you got something to say.
Yeah, I really don't have an opinion about this. You know, reality shows are just that. It's the reality of our fantasy, and, you know, basically it's entertainment. And I believe that entertainment is encompassing of you either learn a lesson or you are the lesson. And the lesson in this is that, you know, as independent artists, as major industry artists, you know, contrary to popular belief, we're all utilized as mentors. And someone is always going to be watching, either from, you know, an electronic device or an old-fashioned television. And we have to be cognizant to understand that, you know, whatever our behaviors are and we display, it's always going to be someone out there to mimic that. So, you know, right. Once again, I think I made mention of this. Whatever, you know, the hoopla is, whatever the misunderstanding is, I hope these ladies are able to work through this, and let's move on, because, again, you know, it is all about competition, it's about viewership, and it's all about demographics at the end of a segment. So, you know, if you continue to beef, one as women, most importantly, one as Americans, you know, with this current election, we don't have time to put the focus on something else. We really, really need to stay focused and not allow for any distractions, and that is clearly a distraction for, you know, African-American women being at feud with each other, you know, and just professionals being able to work wholeheartedly together. So I don't really think I have an extreme formulated opinion as it relates to that, but I just hope that the show continues, and whoever the parties are, hope they're able to work together for the good of the purpose, and the purpose is to bring entertainment, which leads back to my initial point.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I agree. I don't know. I just think that I agree with Miss Fabulous. Let's just let's just not concentrate on the nonsense. And like I said before, it's like she said, it's a whole reality show deal, and it's always something coming. And like I said, The Voice and X Factor have been getting a lot of press. You know, they've been getting a lot of great press about the show, and I think American Idol probably just kind of felt like they were getting lost in translation, and they just didn't, they didn't want to feel like, people aren't really talking about them anymore. So, I feel like they probably just put something out there, to help get people talking about American Idol again.
Right.
But I got a little information. Before we go into this quick music break, Nelly and his entourage are the latest famous folks to fall victim to that checkpoint, the one on I-10 in Texas, where it seems as if everyone and his brother gets busted for having something shady on the tour bus. The rapper and six other people who were on Nelly's bus were detained during a search Wednesday night, in which the Border Patrol found about 10 pounds of weed, some heroin, and a loaded gun on board, TMZ reported. Ultimately, one guy, Brian Keith Jones, took responsibility for the drugs and gun and was arrested, while the two others were let go. Previously, Pop at Sierra Blanca, previously Pop was at the Sierra Blanca with Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, Armie Hammer, and most recently, Fiona Apple. Apparently, they found some stuff on Nelly's bus, and the one gentleman took responsibility for it, and the rest of the guys were let go. And it kind of makes you wonder, about it, and it kind of makes you wonder whose drug it really was or whose gun it really was, but it looks like the one gentleman decided he was going to, take responsibility and not let Nelly get in trouble for it, and they decided to let everybody else go. That's cool. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more information about that a little later. But for right now, we're going to go into a quick music break. And when we get back, ladies and gentlemen, yes, indeed, we're going to be getting it in with the Brothers of Silk, absolutely. The Brothers of Silk will be joining us on the B-Hour Show when we come back from this latest music break. We got some hits for you guys real quick. Speaking of hits, yeah, right now, we got H-Town with Knocking the Boots right here on the B-Hour Show. Celebrity Thursday, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
Ladies, H-Town boys, kicking it with my boy Luke, for the 9-3, you know what I'm saying, cause we will be knocking the boots, G.I., Shazam, Zeno, they gonna do a little something for you real sexy like, you know what I'm saying, hey yo, check the verse.
A last night I caught the back of when we made good love, listening to some more of the game all night long. I won't let the whole thing back, make these moments once again perfect. So won't you,
for her play. Good love and body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. So when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
I give me some good love.
Somebody rocking,
somebody
knocking,
rocking, babe. I give me some good love. Give me some good love.
Somebody rockin', knockin' doubles.
I feel so good when I'm here. That's why I always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, night long, baby. Oh, man, long, 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 yeah. Good loving body rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on and turn the lights down and get on it. Cause when I do to me, some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
I give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
That's all I want, baby, yeah. I give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
I leave everybody rocking, yeah. I give me some good love. I'm ready.
Don't break my heart.
Yeah, you already know, baby. D-Hour Show, back in full effect, no doubt. Bringing in the hits, ladies and gentlemen. D-Slay, CK, Miss Fabulous in the building right now. You already know what time it is. It's Celebrity Thursday, so it's popping off right now. You know we the Over Redenbacher Radio, real radio, baby. We getting it in like we do for the fit-ins, as always. And that right there was the hit single for our next guest that we're getting ready to bring on the line right now. You remember them for such hits as Freak Me, Meeting in a Bedroom, It's You, and such incredible hits like that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure. One of the most prolific and hit super R&B groups of the 90s, and they're back and they're getting ready to start doing their thing once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our pleasure. And please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to the brothers of Silk.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's happening, y'all? How y'all doing?
He bring us on stage, too, bro. What's up? What's up, D-Slate?
We're good, bro. We good, man. Hey, man, first and foremost, man, I want to tell you guys, man, it's an absolute honor to have you guys on the show, man. We all of us are incredible fans of y'all music. Y'all got some incredible music, man, and it's just such a pleasure to have you guys and a blessing to have you guys on the show with us. But for all the new listeners, man, and the newbies out there that don't know too much about you, why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us and tell them a little bit about you.
Yeah, what's up, everybody out there? I'm Tim Zo.
How's everybody doing? I'm Big G.
How's everybody doing out there? This is Little G.
Yes, sir.
And on behalf of John John and Jimmy, who aren't on the phone, we are collectively the group Silk.
Yeah.
And so we enjoy making the music we've made over time, and we appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely,
yes,
bro. Absolutely.
Yes,
man, it's like I said, man. It's you guys got incredible music, bro. And the thing about it is, you guys embody what I think a lot of us, and we've been talking about this so many times on the show, man. But you guys embody what we consider real R&B and real music, and that's really what we're lacking these days in radio these days, and some of the music that a lot of the new listeners, man, and the young crowd is listening to right now. And I always hear a lot of artists, man. We've had quite a few celebrities that we've talked to on the show that's talked about, you know, wanting to bring real R&B back because we're really missing some of that great music and a lot of that that feel-good music and that positive music, man, we used to listen to and, you know, with you guys and Shy and so many other groups that brought that type of music, during such what I would call such a great age of music. And I really hope that we can definitely bring that back. My first question for you guys is are you guys working on any new music or any new projects, and what's the inspiration going into it?
Okay.
You want to
yeah, we're definitely working on some new music. We've actually been doing some shows and stuff, and in between time, in the meantime, trying to come up with the greatest hits that we could, you know, it's been 20 years for us, so this is an anniversary period. You know, we're trying to come back as hard and as strong and as hitting as we can, you know, with these new hits. You know, we want y'all to be able to put this album on and not even think about skipping one song, you know what I mean?
We are
strategic.
Well, I mean, it's such a pleasure, you know, I mean, and just thinking about it. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. It looks like the brothers have dropped off for a second. Hopefully we can get them back in a minute and talk to them. That's what I like to call real radio, baby. You know, I don't know. They might have been calling us on a Cricket phone or something. I don't know. Hopefully, one of the brothers can call us back on Sprint, or Verizon.
Okay.
But Yeah, incredible. Incredible music. You know, like I said before, you know, such hits like Freak Me and just real R&B. Real R&B music and the kind of music, you know, that we grew up listening to. And I know it's quite a few children out there, quite a few kids out there that was conceived of some of their music. And we got them back again. Brothers, what's going on?
We back, man. I don't know what happened, man. We just blacked out. But we back.
It's all good. It's all good. Y'all back in full effect, though, man. That's what I like to hear. I was telling everybody, man, it's a lot of, bro, it's, brothers, it's a lot of kids. It's a lot of children out there that was conceived from some of y'all music, man.
Yeah, some little kids are listening to us strong now.
and we like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, but you know, bros, it goes into what I was talking about earlier. You know, there's a lot of people out there, man. A lot of the listeners, especially a lot of the old heads, man, that you know grew up listening to the '80s music and '90s and some of the early 2000s. But you know, a lot of fans, man, that are kind of upset with some of the music that they're listening to and hearing on the radio these days, and just not really too happy with it. But you hear a lot of people saying, man, I don't really listen to the new stuff. I'd rather just listen to the old music. That's all I listen to. I can't really get into this new music. What do you guys think about that, man? And, you know, what do you guys feel about how, you know, some of the listeners just not really feeling this new music, and they rather, you know, some of the older artists who's been in the game, you know, like yourself and Shy and some of the other groups, to bring real R&B music back, but they're not feeling it these days. Why do you guys think that's going on?
I think I would have to say that, you know, with hip hop coming in as strong as it has, you know, there is a certain generation of demographic that where the soulful R&B would fit. And it's been missing for those people for a little while. And, you know, they're hungry for it again. And they, in turn, you know, have turned it over, you know, to their children, you know, who are now listening to it. And they see the difference in it, you know, as far as the content, you know, the lyrical content, you know, the natural musical ability instead of auto-tuning everything, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of different factors, technological factors, and then a lot of just know-how factors that have come into play, you know, and it's just a void for reality music, you know, and real situations in relationships about love making and having your disagreements, falling in and out of love, and then going back into love, and then making love all over again, you know, in a grown and sexy kind of way. You know, there's a way to get your point across without just being blatant with it. And I think that that's one of the things that we were keen for, and that we were noted for, is that we knew how to say, you know, what we wanted without leaving something to the imagination. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree wholeheartedly. I definitely think there's so many different factors that's going into, you know, why a lot of people aren't feeling the music, and why some of the people, you know, are probably feeling some of the new music. I mean, we're getting to a point now, you know, with a lot of the new music, and I'm not sure if you guys are, you know, out there in Atlanta, I'm not sure if you guys have heard it, but they got a song that they're playing on the radio right now from a cat from South Korea, and he's not even speaking English, but I think the song is called Gunnam Style or something like that. And because the song is catchy, they just decided to play it on the radio, even though this cat is not speaking any English. But, I mean, that's the type of music we're subjected to now, where if the, you know, as long as the song is catchy, you know, they're gonna play it on the radio to try to give it a try, see what people think about it. Yeah, this dude is big in South Korea, but you know, they're playing it on the radio because it's catchy, and you know, just to kind of see and try to get some type of feel good for the listeners to see what they think about it. And there's actually a lot of people that like it. I mean, I just feel like, you know, you're kind of taken away, you know, from, you know, the type of real music and the type of positive music that we love to listen to. And I think, you know, doing those type of things, I think, you know, a mainstream radio is really losing a lot of, you know, a lot of listeners. And I can't really blame it on them because they're playing music that they're receiving, you know, from labels and different things like that.
Right.
And we've had so many.
Exactly.
And we've had so many, you know, celebrities on the show with us who's told us that they're, in their opinion, that, you know, a lot of labels, you know, these days, you know, they're all about, you know, it's all about record sales and how many, and money and how many records they can sell. Whereas you guys know as like as well as I do that I remember as an artist, when you wanted to be in music, you had to have a gimmick, you had to have talent, you know, and you had to be able to perform. You had to be able to perform, and those were the qualifications. Those were some of the qualifications that you needed to have to be a successful artist. I mean, you guys stated earlier, you've been in this business for 20 years. I mean, how many new artists can say they have that type of longevity?
Right. And you know, the thing, and I agree to everything you just said, you know, those things that we had to go through back in the day were things that kept us in the games for 20 years so far. You know, we get the projection of the song that we sing, and that's, you know, if you go be in this business, either you're going to do it for the longevity or you're going to do it for the quick money. And, you know, if you're going to do it for the quick money, you know, invest that money that you get. You know,
that's
right. If it ain't for the longevity, you know what I mean, you're going to be hurting at the end of the day. And we've been, you know, because we felt in the time where you had to have talent, where you had to be able to sing, where you had to get in there and make music that people won't want to hear, you know, we was groomed in that area where it prepared us for a time today, you know, that kept us in the game for 20 years. And, you know,
absolutely,
if you don't be prepared in that way and in that sense, when you get your money invested right, you're going to be in trouble now. You know, you ain't going to make it that 20 years.
Yeah,
and we've been blessed, you know, with our style of music, you know, just not the, you know, everybody had their own style of music. And we have our own style. And our fans and the people that support us expect a certain style of music from us. You know what I mean? And that's the type of music we want to bring back to the table when
that's
we do come back out. You know?
That's right.
And, you know, that's what they expect from us. You know, we really can't say what we feel about everybody else's music because everybody has their own style and type of music they want to listen to. But they expect from us the love type music, the bedroom type music, you know, that's the type of music that we do, you know, and that's the type of music that we feel as well. So, you know, just to make that story long, you know, short, you know, that's, you know, the type of music that we bring to the table is the type of music that our fans expect us to bring to the table. That's what we want to bring at the end of the day.
Well, there's a lot of, disappointed ladies out there, brothers, that's waiting for y'all to bring that sexy music back. So I know they patiently waiting for it. So, you know, they definitely can't wait for y'all bring it back to them.
They're going to love it. Yeah.
No
well,
doubt.
You know,
no
we,
doubt.
Most, we most definitely stand in the bedroom, ladies. You know, that's what
you
we
heard
do.
What
that's
said.
Where,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, got me
no
too.
Doubt. Well, you know, I got my peoples in the building, man. I got my partners in the building, Miss Fabulous and CK. Miss Fabulous, you got any questions for Phil?
Oh, most definitely. Hello, good afternoon, good evening, and good next year morning, night, and evening, gentlemen. Silk says it all.
Wow.
I have been a long life fan. I'm almost related to getting a fan in the fall because it's just so hot in here tonight. I mean, your music, your music is epic and iconic, and a myriad of different hits over the years. This kind of inadvertently goes back to my college years, 20-plus back years. But on this 10, 11, 12, isn't that interesting? It is literally listeners and silk. It is 10, 11, 12, right? October 11, 2012. Yeah. So it is an honor to have silk sheets on 10, 11, 12. That's my comment. Let me step off my soapbox. But I want to just ask this one question because, you know, I'm having a private summer right now. Okay. And I digress. Yes, I wanted to know, are you all in favor of remaining... He's so weak right now. With the label or more geared towards independent labelship?
Good.
Go ahead, G. You got a big G. You got a big G.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's just the industry itself has progressed. I mean, technology has gone down the road of making everybody, you know, the globe is easily accessible now. I mean, even with the example you just used earlier about the song from South Korea that's being played over here, I just think that it's a natural progression to step out independently. In the midst of that, a lot of times the major labels jump on board with something that has legs under it already. So we're kind of in the process of assessing which way to go with that. But I think that it's kind of natural now to at least feel, you know, gauge temperature by doing something on your own.
Absolutely.
It's too easy to do. You know, it's too easy to put something on the internet and watch it go viral and gain feedback and material. You know, it's just too easy to do.
Right, and I'm glad that you responded in that light, audience. This is more so for our audience because it is Celebrity Thursdays, and my whole thing is if you're going to remain in the industry, independent way is the way to go. If you decide to go with a label or remain with the label, that's fine too, but it gives you the license to have more creativity and direction of your own projects, and it also allows you to be silk for the next 20 years, and allows you to be able to play Vegas in the next 10 or 15 years. Everyone is hash marking trending, right? And the whole thing with that is you may be hot today, and tomorrow you may be lukewarm. So I want to applaud your brothers. I want to applaud your efforts to continue to make good music, to continue to have, you know, a fan base and a variation of demographics. You know, young people, college kids now love your music. You know, old school people love your music. It makes you groove. It makes you dance. And different spectacles, you know, out of the sheets standing up or in the sheets, you know. So definitely I applaud your efforts as artists and as real artists. And I will remain a fan. And just thank you so very much for this moment.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wonderful!
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely. I got my brother CK in the building. CK, you got any questions for our Silk?
CK,
I want to say welcome, Silk. Thank you for coming on to the show. I really is an honor to talk with y'all tonight. As far as music wise, is there anything that you all feel like I lost out from the last 20 years that you want to push into this millennium now that would impact that silk vibe, that flavor that you all had so long ago?
Can you repeat that for us again? Because it was kind of...
Repeat your question, CK.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything that you didn't get to do back in the day that you want to put into your music now?
Um, Well, I think that we have to keep. I think we have to keep our core, our basic core of what we do and what we're about. You know, with the smooth harmonies and the sensual, soulful sound that we have. You know, I think if we differed in any way from our normal sound or anything like that, I don't think that we would be received as well as we would be, you know, because the people are hungry for that particular sound, that particular distinctive thing that Silk does. And so if we differ from that in any kind of way, now we can add to it, but we have to keep our core. Yeah, so.
Okay, now, fellas, I got one last question.
I agree.
What is your overall favorite song that you ever performed?
On what? What was that question?
Your overall favorite song.
Of ours?
Yes.
Yeah, that we performed, yeah.
I like to say Let's Make Love is one of my favorites.
Wow.
I like that Because of Your Love on the second album.
Okay.
You know, that's just one of my favorites. You know, I got, you know, a Bent Road songs too. I like all of Bent Road songs, but I have my.
You're all to your favorite, right? Gotcha.
No doubt.
Which one you say, G?
I like all of them.
Woof, that voice. Oh, I didn't say one. I just enjoy, you know, I enjoy whatever we do, you know, whenever we hit stage and whatever we do. It's like choosing, you know, it's like being a basketball player and getting on the court and somebody asking you what's your favorite shot. At the end of the day, I just play for the love of the game. And, you know, I love the music we've made over time. I like the camaraderie we share when we hit the stage. So it don't matter what we're singing. It's my favorite while we're singing.
There it is. I like that. Absolutely. I like that, bro. I like that. For a second, I thought we had Barry White on the line with us, but
there it is. Hey, man, there you go.
Barry White.
That's Barry Bates.
Barry,
AKA
right. I take that.
That's awesome. So awesome.
Well, you know, brothers, I definitely got two really good questions for you guys. It'll be my last two questions for you guys. Actually, my first one, I'll target towards Lil G or Big G, but my first question for you guys is for all the new artists, man, and all those new, you know, those singers or groups out there that are trying to, you know, make their way in music, man, and trying to make their dreams come true and get into this music business, because you guys know it's dog-eat-dog world, and, you know, it's a tough business, and, you know, you got to put a lot of work into it, but for those newbies, you know, that's trying to make it in music, you know, what advice do you give them?
Make sure you sure. Number one. Make sure you're sure that this is really what you want to do, because you got to have the utmost but you got to have the utmost love for this game in order to stay in it. You got to do it for the music, and you got to do it for the love of the game. Because otherwise, there's a lot of ups and downs in here, and you got a lot of crooked people out here, you know. And, you know, so just stay true to your craft and stay true to your belief in yourself. That's one thing.
No doubt.
Big G.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I mean, my sentiment is the same. You know, you got to do it because you love to do it. And if you're doing it because you love to do it, you have the same passion for it, whether, you know, you're singing in front of 5 people or 50,000 people. You know, the people will be able to hear within what you're doing, that you're passionate about it. And so if you're doing it for the love, you're going to ride that roller coaster. Whatever it brings you, you're going to.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yes,
no doubt. And that's great advice. And hopefully, you know, some of the newbies that are listening right now, because I know we have a few that definitely tune in, and hopefully you guys take that advice to heart and definitely take it serious, because it's a tough business, and these gentlemen have been in for 20 years, so I think that's some great advice to follow by.
Yes, sir.
Now, my last question for you guys, a lot of the artists, you know, especially a lot of the celebs we have on, always talk about, you know, some of the love that they get overseas. You know, do you guys get phenomenal responses and love overseas than you do over here in the States?
I think it balances out for us, you know. I mean, yeah, we do get a lot of love across seas. We go back and forth each year across seas, Japan and Europe. And, you know, it's like 50-50 for us, you know. We get a lot of love in both states, both countries.
Now why do you guys think?
Yeah, we get more money across sea, but
why do you guys think that artists like yourselves get so much love overseas like that?
It's something I guess they don't get every day, you know. We go over there, it takes a while for us to get over there sometimes. You know, a lot of times we go at the end of the year. You know, it's either one or the other. And, you know, they just don't get it every day. You know, we bring something different from over here. The same as they bring something different from over there. You know, we had never heard some of their music from over there, but it's a hit. And you never know it's a big hit. And it sells a million copies, you know, every time they drop. You know, they bring something different, I think.
You know, there's a difference in the appreciation level, though. It's a slight difference, you know, in the appreciation level.
I'm glad you said that, bro, because I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. I think that, and not taking anything away from Americans and how we listen to music and how we deal with music, but I think that as Americans, and I can even put myself in that category, but I think as Americans we tend to take advantage of different things, and over in some of those other countries, I think they appreciate it a whole lot more than we do. I think they appreciate it a lot better than we do. I think they have a deeper connection to music than we do, because a lot of countries music is very important to them in their daily lives. So I think that they appreciate music a lot more, and I think that's the reason why you guys get so much great love over there.
Can I jump in for just a moment?
Go ahead.
My dealings and going international as well, a lot of, you know, promotion and ACs, which is kind of equivalent to our exchange market, military demographic installations, you know, over there. And they don't follow necessarily the trend. They appreciate the artist, you know. So something dated 20 years ago, you know, is still good music, and it doesn't matter. They still will support. Not, again, the beat or, you know, the hook. They support the actual artistry of making music. And that's why internationally, you know, Eastern Asia, you know, Western Europe, you know, Cayman Islands, Jamaica, the Caribbeans and things of that nature, they're always going to embrace the factor of artists. And that's what Silk are. Silk are not a musical group that are joined together and, hey, they got a couple of hits. No, 20 years is imperative. You know, listen to audience, see our family. 20 years is a solid number, and they're still working together. And not only do they do music, because I'm a fan, so I follow you all do stage plays, you do philanthropy work, you do a lot to the community. So, again, my remark is I thank you, I salute you, and just keep making good music, Phil.
Yes.
No doubt. Well, brothers,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, brothers, I want
to. We
love
you.
well, brothers, I gotta say, man. Like I said, we're definitely huge fans of your music, man. You guys have some absolutely incredible music, and I definitely can't wait until you guys drop the new music, and definitely can't wait to hear the reaction from that and how people are gonna take that in, because I know everybody's gonna appreciate you guys bringing real R&B back to us. And I definitely thank you guys for doing that, man. And again, it's an absolute honor and a pleasure, man, to have you guys on the show with us. And I just want to take this time to say, on behalf of myself and Miss Fabulous and CK, man, and the D Hour Show Network, man, thank you guys for joining us. And as far as we're concerned, the D Hour Show is your home, man. You guys are welcome here anytime. We're going to continue to keep supporting you guys and everything that you do. And you guys got a key to the D Hour Show house, man. You guys are welcome here anytime.
Appreciate that. Appreciate the love, man.
And
thank you so much. Absolutely.
We want to tell our
diehard
fans out there.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, Richard.
I was just saying, we want to tell all the diehard fans out there that we astronomically love y'all for all of y'all's support and for y'all's continued faith in us, you know, and y'all's continued belief and anxiety that you have for our new music coming out. And we're going to bring you the best music that we can, you know, and keep this thing rolling on for even another 20 years. And we can only do that with the support and with you guys along with us.
That's what
we appreciate. You. We love you, and we back.
I agree.
You said like Michael Jordan, y'all back, huh? Back.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's what's up, brothers. I like to hear that. But like I said, man, thank you guys so much, and definitely, guys, feel free to follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show, man. And we definitely will like to follow you guys as well, man. And just
Silk
put the word out there to let everybody know that, you know, Silk is back and they doing their thing.
Yeah, that's our Twitter, Silk Official. You can keep up with us on that. Facebook is Silk Boys, Same Five Original. And, you know, we'll see you 2013 with new record.
There it is, baby. Silk coming back, brothers. Thank you so much.
Back to the bedroom, baby.
There it is. We're back to the bedroom. I like that. I like that too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Slate. That was a
profound statement right there. Back to the bedroom. Because you know what? These little kids are doing it in the backseat of cars.
Some of the freaks out there probably didn't like that statement because they like to do it anywhere. But yeah, we're gonna go back to the bear.
You know, it's all the same. Wherever you want your bedroom at. You know.
I just want to clarify that it means that you're creative and you're liberated. That's all that means.
We're very creative. We creative. Thank you very much.
No doubt. And brothers, hey guys, thank you so much for joining us on the show, man. Y'all have a blessed night, man. We definitely gonna stay in contact with you guys.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, too.
Peace.
Take care, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the brothers of the hit group Silk in the building with us, getting it in. Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful Celebrity Thursday. But it ain't over with, ladies and gentlemen. We got a quick music break. And when we come back, oh, yeah, we're going to be talking to my man, Darnell, from the hit group Shy is in the building. We're going to be getting it in with him when we come back. Right now, we're going to play Shy's number one hit, If I Ever Fall in Love, right here on the D Hour Show. Let's go.
Shy. Coming right back at you, babe. Part satisfaction. Maybe you were more than just a phase.
Say that I can be your one and only. Promise that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby. I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday, getting it in. That was the hit group Shy with If I Ever Fall in Love. And it's D-Slay, CK, Miss Fabulous in the building once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce our last guest for the night. Yes, indeed. And you just heard one of their hit singles, If I Ever Fall in Love. You've heard of such singles like that, Comforter, Baby, I'm Yours. The hit group Shy, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, Darnell Van.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hi, Darnell, what's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. How y'all doing tonight?
We good,
doing
bro. And it's a blessing, man. It's definitely a blessing. We, you know, we got you on the line with us tonight, man, and I want to say, bro, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. It's a pleasure and a blessing to have you on the show with us.
Oh, man, same here, man. Pleasure's all mine. you know, thanks to you guys and the wonderful fans that we even get a chance to do this, you know, share our music with the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got to say, man, you guys have some incredible music, and you guys have some iconic music, and, you know, you guys, like we were, you know, we were telling Silk earlier, man, you know, groups like you guys and Silk and other groups like that, man, you know, back in the 90s and, you know, the early 2000s, man, you guys embody what we love so much about R&B and music. And it feels good to know that you guys are going to be bringing, you know, real R&B back, man, and some of that music that we have been missing for so long. But, you know, it's I want to say, man, just for my listening pleasure alone, man, it's an absolute honor to have, you know, got a chance to witness and listen to your music.
Yeah, man, like you just said, all of those cats, man, to come up and make our bones, if you will, in that era with Silk and Jodeci and Boyz II Men and H-Town and SWV, I mean, all these cats were singers, you know what I mean, and musicians.
Absolutely.
You know, so, yeah, so to see everybody craft those beautiful songs and then to be out on the road and, you know, vibing with them, touring with them, and building relationships, and 20 years later we still, you know, touring together, and, I mean, it's just beautiful, man. I mean, you know, being on this side of it, you know, as an artist, you know, looking at it, even though I'm in Shy, I'm still a fan of all those cats. So to have a special relationship with them, it's just amazing, man. You know, it's just like beyond words, you know?
That's real, no doubt. Now, bro, you know, we talked about earlier, man, about how, you know, I mean, some of the listeners out there, man, and some of the fans and some of the old heads of music, man, are, they're not really feeling, you know, a lot of the new music that they're hearing on the radio, and a lot of people feel like, you know, what music is missing these days, especially R&B, man. But what we're missing these days is just a lack of creativity and a lack of originality, man. And it just seems like it's all about record sales and it's all about catchy tunes and even the whole positive element is gone. And I think that's the reason why so many people aren't really feeling it. And you hear a lot of people saying, man, I just listen to the old stuff. I'd rather listen to the old stuff. Why do you think that's going on, and why is it so important, you know, for us to, for musicians and, you know, artists like yourself and groups like yourself, man, to bring back the music we appreciate and love so much?
Fortunately, you know, everything runs like the seasons, you know what I mean? So too does the music industry, you know. Going back to when we had Bootsy on the radio and radio was stretching the envelope, you know, to that degree, you know what I mean? And
Right.
And then I can remember when I was right before we came out, when BBD came out, and I personally love BBD, but I remember listening to musicians and they were like, man, what's that synthesized crap? It's not music. You know, the same thing we're saying now. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It's just, yeah, it's kind of interesting how your ear is tuned to where you are in your life and, you know, how you're tuned into music, you know. And like I said, it wasn't for my ear. I like BBD. I didn't understand what they were saying with regard to it not being music and all that. You know, not them specifically, but that era of synthesizer. They linked BBD with that era of synthesizers coming in. You know what I mean? And
right.
So, yeah, so my point is, to a degree, it's like, you know, when I was young in and at the time, I couldn't understand them old cats. Like, you know, and I'm quite sure these youngsters can't understand us. Like, what y'all talking about? You know,
right.
You feel me?
Right. That's real.
So, right, you know. And but then the other part of it, you're right. I mean, it's a business. And, you know, it's to know the backstory of Shy, how we had to fight to even put out Comforter. You know what I mean? How, if I ever, even though it was a big hit, they made every mistake possible. They sent us overseas while the song was hot on BET, had a number one video, so people knew us as a song. They didn't even really get to know us, you know, besides Garfield to a degree, but it was like they made every mistake possible. So, you know what I mean? It's always an issue with business, you know what I mean, with the business. right. side of it. Casters are just putting money to creativity, trying to, and they're in it just to get money out of it. They don't care what your creative vision is, you know what I mean? They just,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting, man. It's a cyclical thing. Sometimes as fans, we see periods where the artists are winning more and we get good music. Then we see a cycle where the business side of it is winning more and they just putting out cookie cutter, the same thing, and you know, we wondering what's going on, you know what I mean? So
that's real.
Yeah, it's an interesting game, man. But you know, looking at my clock, it should be about time for another cycle of some good music, you know.
No doubt. I agree, bro. I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I think that I think you're right. You know, it's like you brought up the point, you know, when they were talking about, you know, synthesized music and different things like that, and, you know, how they weren't feeling that. I think that even goes into how artists like yourself and in that genre is probably not really feeling auto-tune, you know. And you know, it's a big thing, you know, a big thing that they're using right now in music. So I agree. I agree with you. I think that with technology, you know, different things change, and you know, times change, and you know, I just really hope that some of the new artists can really look back into the history and look back into, you know, some of the iconic artists that, you know, they grew up listening to and their parents grew up listening to, and just kind of take I would like to call some of the listening advice and, you know, take that into consideration when they're making music, to not only put a little bit of the old school aspect in their music, but, you know, give it some of their new flavor to try to keep the listeners from turning away from them, but trying to appreciate their music.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting with the internet coming into play and stations like you guys, you know, it's giving the artists and DJs and, you know, real radio stations that are about substance, you know what I mean? It's giving us more of a platform to rebuild that kind of structure, you know what I mean? To where,
right.
You know, we have so many of the good artists supporting guys like you. You know what I mean? Supporting promoters that's putting together the good shows, you know, and kind of forcing the hand of these labels and these big money dudes. Like, you know, if you want to play where we're playing, we're trying to take you back into some substance. So you want to put your money over here, feel free. But, you know, we're not going to play that game anymore. So it's starting to happen, you know what I mean? Little by little, brick by brick, you know. So
no doubt, bro. No doubt.
Yeah.
I got my peoples in the building. My girl Miss Fabulous and my boy CK. My partner's in the building. Miss Fabulous, you got any questions for Darnell?
Absolutely, Darnell of Shy. How are you doing this evening?
How are you, Queen Miss Fabulous?
Oh, I am doing fabulous now that I have you in my presence to speak with you. First and foremost, more of a statement than more of a comment versus a question. I just wanted to say thank you for your contribution to the industry. Thank you for still standing strong, you all as a group and independently, and just staying true to your artistry. And I'm definitely looking forward to what you have forthcoming to reintroduce and re-bless the industry with your raw talent. I just thank you so, so very much. And I love your music, and I just think you all are just awesome.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And like I told your friend, it's for you guys that we do it, and it's because of you guys that we're able to do it. So, you know, God bless you all, and thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And just like I said, looking forward, I don't know if it's going to be industry quarter 2012 or new industry quarter 2013, but I am so looking forward to your music. This dates me back to my, you know, freshman, sophomore college years, 91, 92, when you all used to frequent the Hampton Roads area in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm an alumni twice of Norfolk State University, so I know you all have made your way down this area, correct, quite a few times for various concerts. So I was able to catch you all, I think, once for like a what do you call it, like a fest, type of fest thing back in the day. But I really love your music. I love your creative flow. And once again, just thank you for your creativity and contribution to the industry.
And thank you. And I was in Howard's band too, playing trumpet. So we spanked on Uncle Sam a few times. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are you free?
Of course.
What organization?
What? You didn't know that? That's in our bio. In the Shy Wikipedia.
So let me take a stab at it.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, let me take a stab at it.
Okay, go ahead. Take a stab at it.
Probably either Kappa or Sigma.
Wow. That almost offended me, but I love Kappas and Sigmas, so I'm not going to... I got to roll with that first, that old gold, that black and old gold. You know what it is.
So Darnell, I'm going to assume your favorite year is 1906.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, I have a lot of your friends. DZ, the comedian, Chuck DZ is one of my good friends, who is also your brother, and my best friend of 24 years, who is a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy, is also Alpha. All of my best friends and cousins are AKAs, but, you know, I'm not going to say unfortunately. Fortunately, I am a lovely lady of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I love my cold, ice cold brothers, so...
That's right, Blue Fly. I mean, those were our boys. I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I mean, we were like cousins. I mean, you know, we just happened to be in different frats, but I mean, if there was ever two organizations that was tight, it was us and Sigmas. We had our football game every Saturday, and we were 1 and 2 in the step show competing every year. So, you know, hey, those cats are cool. You know, and then on the East Coast, Sigmas really run everything on the East Coast. So, you know, if you ain't really dealing with no Sigmas on the East Coast, you got problems. So,
absolutely. Yeah, so you all have a lot of notable people in your organization, from Dr. Martin Luther King to Judge Joe Brown. So learning now that you're a member of the very, very talented and very intelligent founding fathers of the Divine Nine. Thank you in that regards as well.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I will take that thank you, and I'll pass it on to my brothers and the Jewels. And, you know, I like the work you youngsters are doing.
Yes. Absolutely. So shy. Yes.
Right. No, I just talk a lot of junk when the flat stuff comes out,
like a button goes on or something. I don't know.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's been light years, but, you know, yes, it's all about the unity. But, you know, I do regret. I want to ask one more question if I can. Not more question, ask a question. How did you derive of your name? And the spelling is very unique. How did you come about with that?
That's an ancient Egyptian word, actually. It, you know, when I pledged at Howard, you know, well, also in general, you know, we rode with the Sphinx and the pyramids and all that, but especially my chapter at Howard, you know, Bloody Beta, let me give it up, anybody listening. But we are very into Egyptology, you know what I mean? And matter of fact, one of my line brothers was named Shy, you know what I mean? So, but it means, you know, the way they kind of anthropomorphize characters to kind of break down how things work, you know, they would just, you know, like I said, give personifications of different things. And the concept of destiny and fate, they gave a male and female counterpart. Shy is destiny, and Renanette, that's fate. You know what I mean? So we took Shy, the destiny version of it.
I like it. That's some deep, puddle deep. Yeah, I love it.
No doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
We tried to come with it in the beginning, but I think, I don't know, probably due to the single moving so fast on radio, and then by the time it was out there, it was in the mix, so we couldn't kind of double back and just, you know, flood y'all with Egyptology. But that's kind of how we tried to come, like how Earth, Wind, and Fire came. We wanted to come like that, you know what I mean? So for this 20-year anniversary, we might expose that, you know, and take you guys on a trip through our metaphysical mind.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, bro, I got my other brother, CK, in the building. CK, you got any questions for Darnell?
I just want to say, Darnell, thank you for coming on to the show. Truly do appreciate you being on. Is there anybody in the industry that you would shy, the whole Shy Group would like to work with if you could right now?
Any new cats, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a few cats. I like, as far as R&B, I like Miguel. You know who I like? She's older, but she didn't get a lot of run to me. Have you ever heard of LaToya Williams?
Yeah.
I want to work with LaToya Williams. Bad. You know. But I like Jay Electronica.
Well, he's nice.
Yeah, Jay Electronica. But see, as far as hip hop, I'm into stuff like that. You know, so Jay Electronica. The kid, J. Cole is pretty cool. I forget a lot of their names, but I can see their faces. I forget a lot of their names. I like, Lil Wayne, their little crew is cool. It's someone that's pretty cool out there.
So it would basically be, be some pretty good music for you guys to be willing to work with, some of these guys doing some collaborations on some songs with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we can, you know how we tell stories, you know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Right. You know, matter of fact, on the new album, we're going to do some re-releases of some stuff. Some stuff that, you know, you heard some of the hits, but some stuff only really got exposed in certain regions, really not nationally so much. But we did a song with Jay-Z. We did a song with KRS-One, you know what I mean? And the stories in those songs, especially the one with KRS-One, that song is called Destiny. That's a song about the name of the group, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I don't think too many people, I don't think. As a matter of fact, we're the only R&B group he ever did a collab with, or at least at that time. I don't know if he has since, but at that time, we're the only group.
That's pretty big. I mean, but you're right, though. He hasn't done a lot of collabs like that with R&B groups, man. But, yeah, that's big.
Right. You know what I mean? And I was honored when he heard the track and saw the direction we were going with the song and what we were talking about. And he came and blessed us with a verse. Hey, I was amazed having KRS-One in the studio. He's got – have you ever heard a person that sounds like they're talking to a megaphone but without one?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yo, that's how you – yeah.
Wow.
But it was amazing. Yeah. So but yeah, man, we did a song with Boney James. It kinda went to adult contemporary radio.
Oh wow,
but,
okay.
Yeah,
I would be feeling that. I will
yeah. Yeah. Yep, and with Kirk Whalum. I don't know if you remember
oh,
Kirk
nice.
Whalum. We did,
wow.
So we got a few features that people didn't really know. I wanna re release those and of course some new songs, but
I'm glad you mentioned that though, Darnell, because I definitely was gonna. I know some of the fans, right now that are listening, was definitely curious as to what is Shy working on and what can they expect from from the new music.
Right. Yeah. We're going to tell some stories like we do. We're probably going to get back into love again and relationships and come with some interesting angles, you know what I mean? You know how we do it. And then, like I said, re-release some of the stuff that people probably didn't get to hear nationally. We got in the vault a couple of songs we did with some producers overseas. We had planned on doing like a little world album a few years back and it never materialized, but we kept some of the songs in the vault. So we got some interesting stuff with some overseas producers, kind of different, and we bring it back home with our Shy style, but it's interesting. So we're gonna just, put it all on the CD for all the fans, all the stuff we got in the vault. Just let y'all have all the Shy stuff for 20 years.
That's real, yeah. Bro. Now, I know I definitely, I love to ask this question, with a lot of the, you know, celebrity artists that we have on the show. But, you know, when you guys are performing overseas, you know, talk about, you know, that attention and the love that you guys get when you guys work overseas.
Well, it's interesting, man. It's like a double type of attention thing. One, because our culture, you know, as Americans, it's pretty much the dominant culture in the world. So you got people who are looking at you like, oh, that's one of the real people whose culture we follow. That's a real one in the flesh. You know what I mean? You get that. And then on top of it, you're a group. You know what I mean? So it's interesting, man. It's like a throwback. You know, they, you know, we didn't have girls crying and fainting, that type of stuff. Like, whoa,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But
right.
But I'll tell you another thing, too, and I'm assured that If I Ever is probably a part of it, what we said, the way we said it, you know what I mean? It's an interesting approach with us, you know what I mean? It's like a real, like If I Ever had this place in people's, they mark it as a period in their life. They associate it with that. And that's like what we usually get. Hey, man, this happened to me at that time, or this is what was going on at that time with that song, you know. So, you know, or people will say, you know, older people will say, yo, are you guys really about that? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see if you guys were just writing that, like, pimps or something, or you got wordplay like that good, or you really, you know, that type of stuff, you know. So it was interesting,
right,
man. It's a wide range, you know. Yes, but it's fun, though. It's fun. It's like, you know, people can kind of tell. They can't put their finger on it, but they can tell it's different. Like, man, they're, you know, different. You know what I mean? Especially
no
Garfield.
Doubt.
You know, I'm like, I don't know if you – I wish he could have got on the phone so you could hear Garfield talk, because a lot of people, you know, see Garfield and, you know, he, you know, poster boy, you know. You know, ladies love him and all that, but you know, Garfield got a master. He's working on his doctor's right now, and
wow,
he's Professor Garfield Bright. Yeah, yeah,
I like that.
He's a heavyweight. He's a heavyweight.
Wow.
It was funny because I tell you, man. And I don't even know how I would do it. We're trying to do this little documentary, too, and we're talking about it now, either through the eyes of Shy type of thing, where we're going to tell that whole journey from our perspective, you know what I mean? Or this kind of story between me and Garfield, which is an even more interesting type of thing, how he was my first roommate freshman year. So you take our link all the way back through Howard and through Shy and still together. It's pretty, it's just kind of cosmic, man, you know what I mean? And this dude, especially him, I mean, he came to Howard as Garfield, the Lady Killer, freshman year, same way. Then became, then went to Islam sophomore year, selling bean pies on the corner, bow tie, whole, you know, just, he shook the whole campus was shook, like, oh my God, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then, it was crazy. Then he ran for Houston student president, you know what I mean? Then came out of that and came in the Shy. It's a crazy story with this guy, you know what I mean? But he's way deep, super deep.
Wow. Well, you know, for your documentary, I have a name, but, you know, no royalties or anything, but the Shy guy with the spelling of your name. So, you know, thank you. No royalties or anything to be, you know, inferred back.
Oh, that's kind of tight.
Yeah, the Shy guy.
Right.
Yeah, see? So Miss Fabulous, you know.
All right. No, I'll definitely be putting that one to use it.
Yes.
No doubt. Now, Darnell, now, bro, my last question for you. You know, there's a, you know, for a lot of the new artists, man, and all the artists out there that are, you know, trying to, you know, make strides in music, man, and make the dreams come true. And, you know, I mean, you know, like we do, it's a tough business. And so it's a lot of individuals out there that are, you know, really trying to get in music and, you know, make their waves and, you know, try to get their 15 minutes and, you know, just try to do what they can to be successful in it. You know, what advice do you give the newbies, man, the youngsters that are trying to make it in music?
Well, I mean, the game shifted a lot now, man. It's like you have to have your website and your fan base, at least a little bit that you can develop on your own, pretty much in place before a label even look at you. You know, they're pretty much just trying to step in and help you with what you got established already. But the days of going in there pretty much just with talent, you know what I mean, and somebody sign me and develop me, that's over. You know what I mean? So I would say, you know, if you got a little money, you know, and if you really are serious about this, it's pretty good, because the opportunity for you to come right in and be the CEO of your own company, you know what I mean? Go hire you some little cats that can, you know, run your social network, you know what I mean, and get you a producer if you're a singer, you know what I mean? Try to find you one that doesn't charge you much, but can make some good music, and put you together a couple of songs, you know, get some guys that you can creatively promote it and market it for you or help you with it, and try to establish as much momentum as you can on your own and buzz, you know. It's kind of like it's a game now that we got so many people in it, especially with the internet, you know?
Right.
Right. It's like, you know, if you just kind of got to step out there and lay your little brick one by one by one, you know, hopefully something will jump, but it's the same thing for everybody. You just got to, you know, start with good music, get your talent together, get your skill set together, get the right team around you, try to find a creative marketing plan, a promotion plan, you know, be as creative as you can, study, research the business as much as you can, know what you're getting into, know what you're doing.
That's real.
And, that's pretty much it, man. It's a rough game out there, though, so
it is.
If you want to succeed, you got to really understand it's a business. It's not about just making music, and I want people to hear me.
Now, Darna, if anybody want to, you know, contact you or contact you guys on Facebook or Twitter, you know, where would they be able to find you at?
It's funny that you say that, because we just hired that person, too. He just set up the website, and he's attaching all the Twitter accounts and all that. So I might have to hit you back in a few days and give you all of that. I want to say it's shyofficial.com, right?
Okay.
So you can try that, right? And that may be it. I know it's in my files right now, but like I said, I'm in the studio all day, every day these days. So I check with my management consultant person like once a week, and then I forget everything he tells me.
No doubt. We'll definitely get all that information to everybody. As soon as you shoot that, you know, that info to me, we'll get that to everybody and all the listeners and the fans, where you guys can catch Shia on Facebook, on Twitter, or the official website. But I just want to say, man, on behalf of myself, man, and Ms. Fabulous and TK, man, of the D-Hour Network, man, it's a pleasure, honor, blessing, man, to have you on the show with us tonight, man. We're huge fans of your music, man, and as far as we're concerned, the D-Hour Show is your home. You know, you got a key to the house now, man. You're welcome here anytime. We're going to continue to support you and Shy, man, and everything that you guys are doing.
Man, thank you so much, man, and I'll for sure be back, man. I appreciate the offer, man, and the fact that you guys are still supporting us, man, and spending that good music. You know what I mean? And God bless y'all, man, and all the fans out there, God bless, and thank you guys, and, you know, stay with us, man. We're coming back with some good stuff, and look forward to it, and look forward to seeing you guys when I come through your town.
Absolutely. And definitely, man, when you get the guys together, you know, Garfield and some of the other guys, we love to get all you guys back on the show, man, and definitely touch bases with you.
I will, brother.
No doubt. Well, Brian, Darnell, you have a blessed night, bro. Stay blessed, man, and we're going to continue to keep listening out and looking for some of this new shy music, man, and we're definitely going to keep supporting you, man, and tuning in to what you guys are going to be doing.
Okay, man, I appreciate it, and I keep you posted ASAP, man. As soon as we get something to get you guys on the radio, I'm going to get it right to you.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You have a blessed night tonight.
Thank you, Darnell. Nice talking with you.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Y'all be good. Be safe. Take care.
You as well.
Thanks,
It's the D-Hour Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, Celebrity Thursday. That was my man Darnell Van from the hit group Shy kicking it with us. Yes, Celebrity Thursday. We had Silk. We had the Brothers of Silk. We had my man Darnell Van from the hit group Shy in the building with us, hanging out with us on Celebrity Thursday, talking with us about getting ready to drop some new music. Silk is getting ready to drop new music. Shy is getting ready to drop new music. So definitely keep your ears and eyes out because they will be coming to your radios real soon and coming to your town real soon. So definitely make sure you guys keep in touch with what those brothers are doing and keep in contact with them on Facebook and Twitter and check out their official websites. We're going to take a quick music break, and we got about 20 minutes left. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we got the fabulous news. Oh, Miss Fabulous got some biz. Oh, we got the fabulous news when we come back, so you better get ready. But in the meantime, we got a little next with the hit song Too Close right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's go.
I wonder if she could tell I'm home right now. Yeah. Come on. Dance for me, baby. Yeah. Uh-oh. You feel like... Come on, don't stop now. You done did it. Come on, yeah. Alright, hold up.
I can't fight it. Real cool.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Celebrities Thursday. That was next with Too Close. We're giving you guys all the 90s hits, all your favorite hits from back in the 90s in honor of Silk and Shy. And just giving you guys hits like that. We back in the building. D-Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous. Right now, we got Miss Fabulous coming in with the fabulous news.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, The Hour Show listeners. For the best interest of time, and we've actually gone through an expounding of different topics from everything to reality show. We touched on politics a little bit. But our guest tonight was just overwhelming, and it was more of a blessing and an honorating for them to have been a part of the show this evening. So, again, with the best interest of time, Eastern Standard Time, we're approaching, you know, 12:30 a.m. We're going to move fast forward and just leave the momentum as we had a very good show tonight discussing the industry and discussing ways to break in the industry and how to be able to say, hey, we've lasted for 20 years. So for the fabulous news on tonight, I would like to just big up once again to our listening audience. Thank you for supporting us. We want to just thank you for giving of your time and just keep supporting our vision. And thank you to our special guest on this evening, Shy Darnell, representative of the group Shy, as well as Silk. Just thank you, brothers, for all that you do. So once again, this is Miss Fabulous for the Fab Fabulous News. And don't forget, on November 6th, go out there and rock your vote. Now back to you, D-Slate.
There it is. Rock the vote. You better get ready for it. No doubt. She's right. You know, we touched on so many different things tonight and talked about different things tonight and had the honor of talking to the brothers of Silk and Darnell Van Rensselaer from the hit group Shy. And just a pleasure. We have talked about a few things. I'm going to go in just a little bit. But D-Slate goes in. I'm going to go in a little bit what I was talking about earlier. The topic was sex tapes. Right now, currently, Hulk Hogan has been in the media because of a sex tape that was leaked in the press. And if you look at it, you know, it clearly looks like a convenience store a camera image. But he's involved, you know, and the tape was involved with a woman who's seems to be the wife or the ex-wife of his best friend, Bubba, who's also a radio personality in Florida. But and however all that came to be, you know, Hulk Hogan is going through he's going through a lot of mess right now regarding that, you know, because he claims that he didn't even know that it was being recorded. But my problem with the whole sex tape issue is that because, you know, he doesn't know who set it up and who was recording him. But that goes into my whole issue with the whole sex tape thing. And I got to say this, you know, I mean, we've heard about it and seen many things in the press, you know, with Pamela Anderson, Paris Hilton, you know, different things like that. But I got to say this. I'm going to say probably thanks to Kim Kardashian. There's a lot of individuals, more so women, but there's a lot of individuals out there who seem to get the notion that they may be able to get the fame and fortune that they want or be able to get their 15 minutes by recording a sex tape with a celebrity and thinking that they'll get their opportunity to make it big and be famous by recording a sexual transgression with the celebrity. You know, and I just think that for an individual to think that they can get their fame and fortune that they've been wanting and dreaming of by having sex with a celebrity and having it recorded and leaking it into the press and the media and the internet, I'm sorry, man. I first of all, that's the wrong way to go about it. I just feel like we're coming away from what it's all about, and we're coming away from what it's supposed to take, and what the qualities of what a person is supposed to have to make it in the entertainment business. As far as I remember, when a person wanted to make it in entertainment, you had to have talent, you had to have charisma, you had to have a personality. You know, you had to have some type of talent to be able to make it in this business. And it seemed like these days, even the individuals that don't have talent, you know, feel like, oh, I still want to be famous. I still want to be in the entertainment business. So you know what? Let me meet a celebrity and let me have sex with a celebrity and record it on video and leak it out into the media so I can get my 15 minutes. Man, that's not the way to go about it. That's not the way to go about it. Because you put out a sex tape, and I'm sorry, I gotta say that I think that Kim Kardashian is a good woman. She's a great woman. You know, she's trying to do some things. She's trying to find her niche. But I have to say that, you know, a lot of times you hear her talking about not wanting to be looked at as some type of you know, sex symbol or some type of symbol of sex. You know, anything regarding sex, but I'm sorry, you put that label on your own image. You put that label on yourself. So you can't get mad or you can't get bothered when people look at you in that particular vision, when people look at you as a sex symbol or people look at you in regards of you wanting to use you to because people say that sex sells, so wanting to use you as an image of sex to sell or to get some type of publicity. So the thing about it is you can't be upset about that or even be frustrated because you put that image on yourself. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, don't think that you're going to be able to do something like that to be famous or to get your 15 minutes, you know, and put that label on yourself. And then, you know, throughout your career, that's all people are talking about, and that's how people are looking at you, and then you want to be bothered. No, there's no reason for you to be bothered because you put that label on yourself. So if you're going to take that chance on doing something like that, then you better be ready for the repercussions. You better be ready for the repercussions. You want to get out there and assume that you can become famous by doing something like that, involving yourself in a sexual escapade that was videotaped and being leaked out there by you or whoever you had leak out the information. My thing is, you better be ready for the repercussions and be ready to live with it. Be ready to live with it. Whatever happened to people becoming famous because they had talent? Whatever happened to that? And a sad part about it is, you know, some of the viewers out there and people in the society are liking this mess. You're liking it.
Wow.
Somebody recorded themselves having sex with somebody or a celebrity, and you make them famous because of it. Yeah, granted, I know there's a lot of freaks and freaky individuals out there, and a lot of sexual deviants out there. You know, but these cats becoming famous because of things like this, are you trying to tell me that our whole society, damn near our whole society, is full of freaks and sexual deviants? I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that. Because it has to take a lot of people, you know, to like that stuff to make these people famous. A small amount of people is not going to make these people famous. People start getting back to having morals. You know, start getting back to really appreciating what we're watching in the media, and appreciating what we're supporting in the media, appreciating what we're supporting in film and television.
Absolutely.
Let's bring back liking individuals and supporting individuals for their creativity. Let's try that again, because we did that for a very long time, and if I'm not mistaken, that worked.
Yeah, and I also
That works. So let's try to bring that back. Let's give it a try. Let's try to support and like individuals because of their real creativity. Let's try that again.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm gonna say. D Slate going in on the whole topic about sex tapes. And that's all I have about that. Real quick, CK Miss Fabulous, what do you guys think, CK?
It happens. I mean, it happens to the best of us and it happens to the worst of us, and, you know. You said it best, and you just have to be careful as to what you're doing, and especially when you're a celebrity. And I don't know, you know, Hulk Hogan's been going through a lot with the first marriage, and then he remarried, and his career and his health, you know, so it's a lot to really consider. I think he may be trying to keep his name in the spotlight, pretty much.
No doubt. No doubt. Ms. Fabulous, what do you think?
I don't believe I have an opinion as it relates to this. No opinion.
I feel that. I know Ms. Fabulous will probably go hard on it. I just want to say, you know, first and foremost, guys, Celebrity Thursday, you know, we had an incredible time with the Brothers of Silk and my man Darnell Van from the hit group Shy. Definitely appreciate you guys, and big shout out to those brothers for joining us on Celebrity Thursday tonight. Make sure you guys tune into the D Hour show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. We had an incredible time tonight. Special thanks to my sister, Miss Fabulous, and my brother, CK, for always, you know, joining me and hanging out with me and getting in with me on the D Hour show. And definitely love them, you know, for just being who they are and just being the type of people that they are and just being great individuals. And I just thank them so much, and I feel blessed to have them in my circle. And again, blessed to have you guys, all the listeners and supporters of the D Hour show, in the circle and listening and supporting us. Thank you guys so much. It's Thursday night. Please enjoy the rest of you guys Thursday night. We'll see you again on the D Hour show. You never know who's going to be on, so you better stay tuned.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, now tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station, show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.